7:36. Before we talk about corporal punishment, let's address a story that's been swirling in the last few days. The Center for Strategic and International Studies, or CSIS, a prominent Washington think tank, had this report out with satellite imagery finding undeclared missile bases in North Korea, 13 of them. The New York Times suggested that this was a great deception in its headlines, something that has been dismissed as fake news by President Donald Trump and also criticized by Seoul as being an inaccurate version of events. After all, it presumes that somehow Seoul and Washington weren't aware of these sites. And one thing we've heard Seoul say very clearly is their own military satellites have provided a much better view of those missile bases than the commercial satellite imagery available. Let's get a different view of the editorials covering this issue with Teddy Beck today. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
So the government here, it's not taking the issue that seriously.
Yes, as you already said, that's right. Trump said that the United States was aware of the undeclared North Korean missile facilities, and it's nothing new and nothing happening out of control. Further, he described the reporting on the findings by the New York Times as inaccurate and fake news. Kim Ui-kyom, a spokesman for the presidential Blue House in Seoul, said South Korean and U.S. intelligence officers had been closely watching the sites using military satellites, and that the CSIS report contained nothing new. He said North Korea has never promised to shut down the base described in detail by the CSIS researchers.
Yeah, and you know, those researchers in their report, they were the ones, I mean, they didn't just present the facts, they made the claim that South Korea and America could be caught by some surprise by focusing more on the long-range satellite launch site at Sohae, for example. Mm-hmm. What did the Kyonghyang Shinmun newspaper have to say?
Well, the paper expressed regret for the report and the news media that criticized North Korea based on the facts not formally grounded. Kyonghyang said that the CSIS report was with many flaws.
It's, if anyone wants to check out this report, it's under the title Beyond Parallel. That's the outlet under CSIS that promises to bring transparency to Korean unification. What was the paper's rationale for that criticism?
The paper pointed out that the Sakamol base is the site where the North Korea launched a Scud missile on March of 2016 and has been known for years and under close monitoring. Kyonghyang went on to say that the satellite images the report has been based on was taken on March 29 this year, which was before the summit between the United States and North Korea took place. It would be an exaggeration to insist that the North has been deceitful on its efforts for denuclearization, the paper noted. Also, Kyonghyang added that it would make no sense to unilaterally force North Korea to disarm where building up trust between the United States and North Korea is still at its early stage.
Yeah, I think the report's point was that North Korea has not declared this site, which if it was there in March, is presumably still there now. But you're right. I mean, we can't take on face value what was happening back in March before this promise to denuclearize. What advice did the paper offer?
Yes, the paper said it understood the need by the United States to maintain the pressure on North Korea to spearhead the denuclearization deal. But the process should be fair and rational, the paper said, referring to the agreed framework of 1994 made between North Korea and the United States and effectively broke down in 2003. Kyonghyang Shinmun said that the U.S. was also responsible for the failure by not keeping its promises. The paper stressed that the U.S. is strongly asked to take corresponding measures to North Korea's actions already taken.
Let's get another view now from the Hanguk Ilbo.
The paper viewed the development as a new roadblock for the talks between the United States and North Korea, which have been stalled. According to the paper, concerns have been growing in the states that the Trump administration's North Korean policy is failing and Trump is getting played by Kim Jong-un. Also, the paper referred to the assertion by the Democratic Party of the United States that the second summit should not be pursued. But the paper said that it suspects the situation might have been deliberately calculated by the United States.
And what does that mean?
The timing of the disclosure and the fact that the Sakamol site has been known to the military intelligence of both South Korea and the United States for years would imply that the development would have been intended by the U.S. to press North Korea to present its full list of nuclear assets.
Did the paper offer any other concerns?
The paper concerned about the situation where the continued pressure by the U.S. would serve as a real stumbling block for future talks by provoking a backlash from North Korea. 한국일보 warned of a vicious circle where increased U.S. pressure would lead to a greater risk of North Korea's changing its strategic line back to Pyongjin, where the nuclear capabilities and economic development are equally pursued. The paper called for a mediating role by the South Korean government.
We've got to remember, though, that the outlet, the New York Times that we mentioned before, is certainly not trying to paint President Trump in a flattering light. I don't think they were cooperating somehow with Washington to put pressure on North Korea, but perhaps were more interested in trying to expose President Trump's North Korea policy, which may have backfired. Let's finish with the Kungmin-Ilbo's view.
Yes, the paper highlighted the differences in view taken by Washington and Seoul. It cited the remark by Senator Edward Markey, who is a Massachusetts Democrat and sits on the Foreign Relations Committee, as saying, "We cannot have another summit with North Korea, not with President Trump, not with the Secretary of State, unless and until the Kim regime takes concrete, tangible actions to halt and roll back its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs." Then the paper, as a comparison, cited a statement by the President Office of South Korea, where the spokesman Kim Ui-geom said, "The CISIS report contained nothing new, and North Korea has never signed any agreement, any negotiation that makes shutting down missile bases mandatory." Kung Min-ilbo commented that the response by the South Korean government was rather naive and again showed the discord between South Korea and the United States in dealing with the denuclearization of North Korea.
Thank you very much, Teddy.
Thank you, Alex.